Well, it's 5:27 a.m. South African time on this beautiful Tuesday morning, Yom Thulatha, the 11th of Shawwal, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved, wonderful listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome our beloved, wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri. وَيَسِرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Shawwal, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 26 and verses number 25 to 28. Prophet Moses, Prophet Aaron, peace be upon them, Nabi Musa, Nabi Harun alayhi salat wa salam, are in the court of the Pharaoh. He is there with his caucus and cabinet and entourage, and this discussion is going on. Nabi Musa alayhi salam is inviting him towards the oneness, uniqueness, majesty, authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So when he, Moses, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, said, Allah is Rabbus samawati wal ardi wa ma baynahuma, that he sustains everybody, everything in the terrestrial creation and in the celestial creation, in the heavens and skies, in the land and sand, and whatever is in between, but you must have firm conviction. So he, the Pharaoh, replied, chapter 26, verse number 25, call, the Pharaoh said, لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ, to his sidekicks, to his comrades, to his cronies, that's the word they use nowadays, أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ, what, don't you listen? Meaning carefully, he was mocking Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, responded, قال, that he said, رَبُّكُمْ وَرَبُّ آبَائِبُكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ, he is your sustainer, nourisher, provider, and the sustainer, nourisher of your forefathers also, who came 100,000 million years ago. So he, Almighty Allah, alone created them, sustained them, and nourished them. Call. So now the Pharaoh responds. When a party cannot respond, then they will go for personal character assassination. So this is a typical example of character assassination. Inna rasulakum alladhi, the so-called messenger, that is what he's trying to say, Moses, the one ursila ilaykum, who has been sent to you, lamajnoon, surely, you see the lam there comes for further emphasis, surely he's mad, he's insane, Allah forbid. He doesn't answer the question, but he starts saying that this person is mad, is crazy. That's Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So same thing, when the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was inviting the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, they would say Sha'ir, that is a poet, that Sahir, that is a sorcerer, magician, or he's a kahin, or he is a fortune teller. Oh, Allah forbid, Majnoon. So they would say that, remember, it's insane, Allah forbid. Almighty Allah refuted all this and rejected all this, obviously. Call, Moses, Nabi Musa, alayhi salam, said, Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghribi wa ma baynahuma. He is the sustainer of the East and the West. East and West is Mantuq, and Junub and Shimal is Mafhum. What does it mean? That he said the east and the west. Almighty Allah sustains it. That's mentioned explicitly in the Noble Quran. And south and north is understood if you got common sense, although common sense is no more so common. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا And whatever is in between. إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ See? In kuntum ta'qilun, if you got sense and common sense, then you will believe in it. So to believe in the wonders, uniqueness, majesty, sovereignty, authority of Almighty Allah, a person's intelligence and intellect, remember, should guide him to do so. Who makes the sun rise on that specific time? Who makes the sun set that with precision and accuracy? Who lets the full moon appear, remember, on the 14th night? Who makes us sleep and we inhaling, exhaling? Everything happens with Almighty Allah's mercy. It is not our degrees. It is the decree of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Let's take you around the world, globally, nationally, internationally, locally, with news, views, and interviews. France, Macron the Harami, big trouble for him. More than 2 million people marched yesterday, Workers' Day, Labor Day. In entire France alone, if you look at Paris alone, 550,000 people marched there. More than 100 policemen injured and so forth. Very good. That why you want to protect this harami, Macron. He said when they were making cartoons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid, nay, we must have freedom of speech and expression. But when they called him Hitler, he wants to charge them and take them to court. There's a whole lot, remember, the haramis, remember. The Arab states woke up from their slumbers suddenly, and what they said, that now Syria can join the Arab League and so forth, majority of them are in favor, so now they made a statement and said, all foreign forces must leave the land of Syria. So remember, at least they spoke something, although it's not worth the paper on which is written. And speaking of Syria, the Israelis, you see, you jutlas, you haramis, you real terrorists. I told you, you're not a chosen nation, you're a cursed nation. Last night as well, remember, Israel struck Aleppo, that is Halab, from where our ustad and teachers come from, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda. They passed away. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus, Khattatul Quran, the greatest calligrapher of the Quran in this day and this age, Sheikh Usman Hussein Taha. So these are all our teachers, remember that. So they struck and they destroyed the airport and so forth in Aleppo. They can do what they want to, remember, with impunity. So remember that they will just say no, that the Iranians were there, the Syrians were there and so forth. That is why we call them harami. That is why we say they are illegitimate. That is why we say they are the biggest terrorists on the face of this earth, and they are the cursed people, remember that. Turkey, remember that Turkey, Erdogan announced that big oil they are finding there, and remember they found it, the exact quantity Erdogan will announce and so forth. They're playing a big game against America. Now Russia and Saudi Arabia also announced yesterday, one side Erdogan is going to announce, you must remember, big oil found in there in Turkey, and OPEC says we're going to cut the oil production. So you know what that means, that the price of oil, the price of petrol, all will increase. You know, tonight 12 o'clock and tomorrow the price increase in our beloved South Africa. Biden, the big liar, the harami, another big harami war criminal. He lied to the Senate about his son Hunter. You must just read the life of this Hunter. How many drugs he's involved in, how many women he's busy with. He was busy with his own brothers, you must remember, wife and what. These people lead sordid lives. Today America announced, can you believe this? They say that in the Ukraine conflict and war, Russia, 20,000 Russians dead and 80,000 wounded. It's a fairy tale story that. Ask them, can they independently verify it? No, they can't. But the mass media will carry that. They want to divert what Putin did to them. In their bunker, he put 300-400 Americans, British, NATO, straight to the hellfire. Well done, Putin. Yes, Russians died, but to tell me 20,000 and 80,000, that is what we are debating and refuting. Remember in Israel, this is the Haaretz newspaper, they say the current government is destroying Zionism, and they're saying Zionism is racism. 100% Zionism is racism. So they want to consider themselves superior. Everybody else, Gentile and Goyim and second class, third class, fourth class citizens. You know Iran. Iran are haramis also. Shias are kuffar. They swear Sahaba and curse Sahaba. But they did a good job, you know. They seized one tanker that was going to the U.S. And this happened now last night or so. And remember that on that tanker, that big ship liner and so forth, there were 24 Indian soldiers. Sailors. 24 Indian sailors. So I wonder what you're going to tell them. You must remember that. Back to India or back to America, or they'll steal everything of theirs and tell them you carry on. So you know Iran. They got such a good army and they know what to do. If these Arab countries could just do what Iran is doing, they should go much farther. See further, that Smotrich, the war criminal, the Haaretz newspaper wrote in the editorial is a war criminal. You know what he says? These are the Jutlas, a cursed nation. Smotrich says Israel must demolish a Palestinian village. It's too valuable for Israel. Can you believe that? Anytime you want to steal somebody's land, you want to occupy somebody's land, you just steal it. We are Jews, we can do whatever we want to. We can attack the neighboring countries because we are Jutlas, we are haramis and terrorists. Remember that the founder of this AI, artificial intelligence, Dr. Hinden, he says he regrets what he did. And he has mess. He says certain part of artificial intelligence is good, but certain of it is very bad. And you can see today it's going in the wrong direction. You see that these Americans, NATO, they told Russia, we're going to make your ruble into rubble. But you see the banks in America collapsing. Your Silicon Valley Bank collapse. Your, remember, Signature Bank collapse. Now First Republic Bank collapse, and it was bought out by J.P. Morgan Chase. Can you believe this? They're supposed to be the perp, but they just keep on printing dollars. You must remember them. They got nothing to back it up. Therefore, if you know what is good for you, individuals, organizations, countries, you must de-dollarize. Get rid of these dollars. Remember that. We have to bring America to its knees and Israel to its knees as well. Taliban are the champions. They're learning the game of politics. Taliban told China, see, you offered us $10 billion regarding, you must remember, the oil and our lithium and everything. For everything, different amount. But we're not in a hurry as yet. We got time on our side. Let's see what Russia brings. Let's see what other countries bring. So now they're keeping China in a limbo and saying that, no, we will bide our time and see. So that's a good move by Taliban. Sad, sad story from Palestine in Gaza. What happened? You know, children want entertainment and curiosity kills the cat, as they say. This youngster, 6-year-old or something, you understand, he went to the zoo and he managed to put his head inside the fence, you know, where the lion was. And the lion came and just ate him up, basically. So, and mauled him. So Allah Ta'ala grant him, bichara, 6-year-old, 7, whatever he is, Jannat al-Firdaus, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for his parents. And remember that the Guptas have ditched the South African citizenship. That's what the media is reporting. South Africa can never bring them back. They got too many, and money speaks all languages. You know how corrupt South Africa government is. So they know the game, so they play the corruption everywhere. So that is your news, views and interviews. Inshallah, we continue with the questions now.
Somebody says, Ustad, will Trump still be president in 2024 after being arrested, Ustad?
So you must remember what you think. I got a crystal ball here or something. Maybe he dies before that. Maybe Biden dies. If both these old retired chefs can get out of the scene, they will do America a favor. Both of them incompetent, good for nothing, if you ask me. So the Republicans should choose somebody else. The Democrats should choose somebody else. Not for that it will be better. For the Muslims, it's the same. They're all the same. They're just puppets in front. The real decision is taken by the Congress, if you understand American politics. Why Gitmo? Obama said, I will close this whole Gitmo and Guantanamo Bay. The same Congress, they refused it. So they're all guilty of it, remember. Bipartisan support they had for that. So therefore, you mustn't think that this guy is the main guy. No, they just puppets. Sometimes put a black man, white man, then next one they bring one, maybe one Indian guy or something. So I don't know, it'll be a joke if they bring somebody like that. But you can say it's impossible. It can happen. So anyway, you must remember, the power doesn't lie with them. It lies with Congress. Always remember that.
Is it permissible to give zakat to one's sibling, uncles, if a person is not working, and can zakat be given to him, Ustad?
Remember, zakat cannot be given to parents, grandparents. Zakat cannot be given to children, grandchildren. Zakat can be given sideways to brothers, sisters, siblings, uncle, aunties, nephews, nieces, provided that they are Muslim and they are poor, they are destitute. What's happening today is this. People got 1, 2, 3 houses. People got 3, 4 cars. People got TV and it's getting bigger and bigger. They got internet. They got, you understand, a subscription for Hollywood and Bollywood and what other Shaitanhood and Tigerhood. Now, maybe they lost their job or the business went a bit down. Now they want to collect zakat. It's haram to give them zakat. You can't be living a life of luxury, sitting on your laurels and thinking of Hadi and collecting zakat. Remember, all these organizations and them who do this, that zakat is not valid. Therefore, I'm telling you, open. Majority of the organizations in South Africa and the world, they pocket your zakat money. They will do all these hilas. You know what is a hila? Hila is look for loopholes. Then they will enrich themselves, enrich their families, and enrich their friends. That's what they do with your zakat. You can't be so naive and foolish, you know. So you must give zakat yourself to the poor, or give those organizations you have 100% confidence in, not these politicians and so forth, who look for healers and loopholes and so forth.
Ustad, I see Jacko. He says, good morning to you, Manier. And he says, who is more powerful then, Russia or China? Jacko, Ustad.
What say he, Manier, Jacko? Alles is recht. So your rooibos gedrink vandaag. So I asked him, how's everything, Jacko? Did you drink your rooibos? The boere, they like rooibos. You must remember that. We grew up with the boere and the Africans there. So the point here is this, who's more powerful? Obviously, Russia is more powerful. In worldly terms, they have the greatest arsenal of, you must remember, nuclear and so forth. But economically, they said they are going to bring the ruble to rubble. But their own banks are falling in America. So economically, now remember that China is playing very smart because they don't drop bombs, they don't start wars and this type of things. They just go in quietly, make deals with people and countries, and there's always a clause. If you can't pay us back, we take your airport, we take your harbor, we take this, we take that. So now they're cutting deals with Taliban and them. So remember, economically, China is stronger. But militarily, then Russia is stronger. Put two of them, and then put Iran, and then put Saudi Arabia, put Turkey, and all of them together. They're all going to join BRICS, it seems like that. South Africa is just a passenger, the weak link there. So they just said, let's get one. You must remember that, you know, somebody from South Africa, and they chose South Africa. So somebody from Africa, so they chose South Africa. What is the weak link in BRICS? That everybody knows that. So they are very, very powerful, and the main aim is to de-dollarize, take the dollar out of the equation.
I've got Sister Renelle. She says that AK, do you know that Richie Rich's own people are going against him, Ustad?
Richie Rich is in big trouble. Remember that first time, my sister Ranel, you're a journalist, you should be carrying the story in your headlines. But most of the time you can't do that because you don't have your independence. You have to wait for your editor and your masters and so forth. Richie Rich and Britain are going through a crisis because now from today that you will see what is going to happen, that there are going to be nurses on strike, even in the critical places, remember that. And normally they would go strike, but those who were the critical patients and so forth, so they were not going on strike, but they also say, we fed up of all this. Richie Rich and his wife are leading a life of millionaires and billionaires, and the king this week, Saturday, the coronation will take place. That will cause the public and them, you must remember, millions and billions of pounds. So what good is he? Remember your king there. And the idiots among the Muslims also want to be part of the coronation. Can you believe that? We want to show allegiance to King Charles III, but King Charles was busy with his chameleon. So you must remember, while she was married to Diana. So what does that tell you? So remember this, that he's in big trouble. He wasn't voted in, you must remember. He came in by default, Richie Rich. So you should write all these things there.
I've got a little Tariq. Tariq, he's 13 years of age. And he says here, Ustad, that if the sun is in space, then why is space so dark? Little Tariq Ustad.
MashaAllah. So you must remember that, Tariq, you're 13 years old. Now you must remember that when it's load shedding. Mm. You know, where's he from, Tariq? Durban? Okay, we just say Durban. So Tariq is from Durban, he's 13 years old.
Now Umslangarok, Ustad.
Yeah, Umslangarok, Durban. Noor. All the number plates there, they say Noor. So when the Noor is gone, the lights are gone, power is gone. So 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever the case. So what do you do, Tariq? So remember that you light a candle, for example. The candle will give light everywhere else, but there where it is the little most, you know, the least light you will see. So you must remember, use that same law for our puny little brains. It's not exactly the same, but just for you, you're a young boy, for you to understand. So that is the easy example. You go see, try it yourself. Where is maximum light going in other directions? Where it is, that is the minimum light. So remember, you're looking at the sun from here, the bottom. But go there on top, you'll get roasted and toasted. There'll be no Tariq left, remember that. So therefore, وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الطَّارِقِ النَّجْمُ الثَّاقِبِ is the piercing star. So that is Almighty Allah. None of us can ever understand the power of Almighty Allah and His creation with our puny little brains. Remember that, the sun, the moon. There they tell you this, they tell you that. After that, 5, 10, 20 years, another scientist will come. He will debunk the theory of the previous one. So Tariq, you must worry about the creation of Almighty Allah and start hifz, okay? So that is my advice to you.
Ameen, ameen, ameen.
Hifz means to memorize the Noble Quran for those who don't understand the terminology.
I've got a brother Adrian. He says, good morning to you and to the team of Ansar. And he says that, why doesn't the USA produce more oil instead of asking Saudi Arabia to do so? Adrian Ustad.
So why must they produce more oil when they can steal oil free of charge? What do you think, Adrian, when they went into Iraq with the B&B, both war criminals, Bush and Blair? Do you think it was for democracy? Do you think it was for human rights? That the Jutli Harami, the Jewess, that Madeleine Albright said is worth it to kill 500,000 children. For what they were going? Saddam was just the excuse to go and steal more and more oil from Iraq. What is the excuse to go now into Syria? They're siphoning oil there by the million liters every week, you must remember. And they know that now the government there is ruptured and fractured and so forth. So they siphon the oil from, I came from Syria into Iraq. So we know what we are talking in 2000. So it's not that far. So now you take from Syria, oil bring to Iraq, and from there it comes into the US. So that is what they, so what they have to go dig here and go do, they're getting free oil from here and so forth. And anyway, anybody speaks, then they will say sanctions. They will say this is the biggest bully and biggest terrorist on earth. That go see since the past 50 years, how many countries they invaded, how many democratically elected presidents, prime ministers they removed. So they are the biggest terrorists, they and Israel. You must be blind not to know this, Adrian.
I see Matthew says that when is Modi coming to South Africa, Ustad?
August, they're all coming. Our Muslim lawyers, inshallah, are busy preparing everything, and we will try and stop it. Whether we're successful or not is not the issue. But we must know that Modi, for us, especially Muslims and people of justice, is a war criminal. He is a person who committed so many crimes, you must remember, that 3 days he gave his goons and his people, gangsters, free reign when he was the chief minister of Gujarat. And remember, therefore, we call him the butcher of Gujarat. The American regime at that time said that they won't give him a visa for 10 years because of his crimes in Gujarat. It's openly documented. But when he becomes prime minister, then everything changes. You know, money speaks all languages. So, and I told you yesterday, his brother said, and this is reported in the Indian newspapers, 91 times Modi, remember, assaulted and, you know, harmed his own brother. So that is what they do. You must remember that.
So there's somebody says, Mufti Saab, why doesn't Pakistan restrict Shia gathering just like Saudi Arabia started?
Who told you that Saudi Arabia restricts? You must remember that. So you see, I'm surprised, you know, you all don't even understand the basics of politics and what's really happening and this type of things. Let me start with Saudi Arabia. You know, Saudi Arabia, if you go, Saudi Arabia has got 13 regions, what we call provinces, they call manatiq. So if you go to Manatiq al-Sharqiyya, the eastern region, I've been to all these places with Allah's help. You go to Jubail, you go to Qatif, you go to all that. That's where the oil is. And lo and behold, all that is there where the Shias are in the majority. So therefore, Saudi Arabia has to allow them to come for Hajj, has to allow them to speak. Sheikh Huzaifi, the oldest imam in Masjid Nabawi, when he spoke against the Shias and against Khomeini, he took Khomeini's name in the Friday sermon. I still remember his words. He said, Khomeini Imamu Dalala, that is the leader of leading people astray and so forth. The same Saudi regime in those times, they suspended Sheikh Huzaifi for 6, 8, 9 months, almost a year. You must remember that. So what you're talking about, you must remember that. They side with the Shias. Now they're cutting deals with Iran. So what they will do? They'll give them more freedom. So that is how politics work with MBS Murtad bin Shaitan. Do you know in Pakistan that in your Muhammad Ali Jinnah, your founder of Pakistan, according to many sources, he was not a Sunni, he was a Shia. Therefore, if you know anything of Pakistan politics, his janaza salat was read twice. First, it was read by the Shias, and then Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani, you performed the salatul janaza. So the day Pakistan was born, they had this problem already. And if you take percentage-wise, then you must remember, our ulama say that Shias are 10%, but the Shia say they're 30-35%. So let's go in between. Easily, you can say they're 20%. So they are now in your government there in Pakistan and so forth. So this government, ye choro ki hukumat hai, the government of thugs and crooks. So what you expect from them? They will put Qadiani, Shias, everybody, as long as the money comes in. So that is the reality of Pakistan. Besides Ziaulhaq and one, two others, everyone who came and became a prime minister, take Imran Khan out, they couldn't corrupt him, take Ziaulhaq out. The rest, the majority of them, all bunch of crooks, remember that.
So I see Sister Fiona says, so how can we stop the apartheid regime in Israel, Ustad, Sister Fiona?
So you must speak about it, see how we got all these Jews jumping. You understood? You must have. The problem with the Muslim today is, number one, they don't want to read. And when they read upside down things. You want to attack the Christians, so you must go to the Bible, go to the books of Sheikh Ahmed Didat, and you'll pick up a lot of information. You want to take on the Jutlas, read every day the Haaretz newspaper, read the Times of Israel, read the books of Ilan Pape, read the books, the articles of Gideon Levy, and so forth. You must read their books and so forth. Then you say, this is what you are doing. See, I sent out last week Arisha Vit or Shivat, whatever his name. He told the Israelis, your whole Israel was built on a false claim. It's a fraudulent state, remember that. And the best thing for you, you have no future here. You pack up and go back. Go back to San Francisco, go back to London, go back to Paris, wherever you want to. You got no place here, you got no future here. You can see how they're fighting like cats and dogs there. So you must remember all Jutlas, how they fight. This is what Quran said. Surah 59, verse 14. Tahsabuhum jami'a. You think they are united, waqulubuhum shatta, but their hearts are fragmented. See, I tell you something. Do you know Israel? Look at the map and see all the Arab countries that are surrounding them. All of them are guarding Israel. Your Saudi Arabia is defending Israel. The Imams of the Haram can't even use the word Yahud. They can't even use the word Palestine. This is your MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. Your Jordan is guarding them. Egypt is guarding them. So now all these Arab regimes stand in the queue like, you know, like puppies. You understand? Kilab. You understand? They stand like puppies in the queue to make peace with Israel. Your Emiratis and then your Bahrain. And then your Morocco and Jordan and Egypt long time ago. Saudi Arabia is part of them also. They make deals with them under the table. They fool their people, you know. So they have one media for mass consumption, for the public. And one they have their private. So this is how the politics works and so forth. So if they just say, we're not going to give, you must remember, protection to Israel. Taliban already released a statement. Give us 6 months in guerrilla warfare. You will see what we do to Israel. But you Arab regimes, murtads, traitors, haramis, you all are the biggest obstacle. That's why Israel is surviving, because of the Arab tenpot dictators. Last question.
Somebody says, anonymous, Muftis up, revenge killing is allowed in Islam. What if I forgive a person now, but kill him at a later date to start?
Remember, brother, you must learn Islamic law. You don't even know what's the meaning of forgiveness. So somebody kills your brother or your sister, Allah forbid, or whoever, premeditated murder. In Islam, you must remember, you, the victim's family, you have 5 options. When it is premeditated murder, al-qatlul amad, as we call. Number one, life for a life. But you can't take the law in your own hands. It must go through the judicial process. We fulfill our duty with beauty. One. Two, you take blood money. 100 camels, so there'll be 5 million, 10 million, 20 million rand, depending how the currency works and so forth. So that's second one. Third one, that you make sulah. You say, okay, you give us your house, you give us your car, you give us your farm, your property, so we agree on that. Fourth one, you forgive him. Forgive him means that you forgive the person, so you won't take any action in this world and in the year after. And the fifth one will be, you say, leave it to Almighty Allah, that Almighty Allah will sort it out for us on the day of justice. You show me any system in the world that is better than the Islamic system. In any law, this is just one example. So that is what Islam teaches us when this premeditated murder. Inshallah, 8:30 to 9 today with my brother Shafat Ahmad Kham will be brother Raid, and inshallah 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage. 105 to 130 will be Surah Baqarah. We will start by verse number 6, inshallah Aziz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.